B-Pod Studios.
All right, who's ready to get it?
And he's drunk. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been a tough day. Now let's get our stream on.
Wait, hold up. Isn't it against terms of service for us to be drunk on the stream?
Yeah, actually it is. Dude, don't risk your channel on this. How about we just go grab like something to eat?
Yeah. That's like a total better plan. Like, I'll come pick you up. Well, hold on. Why don't we just drive ourselves?
No.
Come on, man. If you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive. Now let's go.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Microsoft shoves another dagger in Sony's back, announcing the Series S yesterday, and now announcing the EA Play will come bundled with their Game Pass for no additional money. And a streamer sets an insane 324 million point combo on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, and it's believed to be a world record. Plus, Call of Duty League teams are gutting their rosters and dropping almost anybody with a pulse, and some teams cutting their entire staff. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back to another episode all about esports and video game headlines. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. Remember, if you ever have a headline you want to hear covered on our channel, just shoot us a tweet over at Checkpoint XP. We're bringing you the latest in news you care about straight to your subscription box. And all you have to do is hit that subscribe button. Now, without wasting any more time, let's jump into the news. Microsoft announces EA Play free for Game Pass subscribers. This is wild. If you had said this about any other console generation, it would have been game over. But will this even be enough to dethrone the PS5 before it comes out? Microsoft announced yesterday the Xbox Series S after it was leaked online, confirming the price for the discless version at $299 and the disc tray version at $499. But today, to add a little more spice to the console wars, Microsoft has revealed that Game Pass subscribers will be able to add about a bajillion new games to the Game Pass library, as the formerly known EA Access will be included for free to subscribers. This means you can get games like FIFA 20, Titanfall 2, Mass Effect, Skate, The Sims, and more, all for free. This is usually a $5 a month subscription on the console, and is now included in the $15 a month subscription that Xbox offers. Not even the value of Netflix or Hulu could come close to offering something like this. For those of you keeping track at home, you can now get a next generation Xbox and Xbox Live and Xbox Game Pass, which has like 100 plus all you can enjoy titles, including all their first party exclusives, and Xbox Cloud Streaming and EA's game subscription for $25 a month. Massive. This really shows that Microsoft is doubling down on the games as a service model for this upcoming generation of gaming. What's the funniest thing is how people used to clown Microsoft for being anti-consumer a few years ago, and now look at the monster that they've created. It's going to be ugly when Sony does announce their pricing for the new generation PlayStations, but the craziest part of it all is that people will probably still prefer to pay the higher prices just to be able to own a PS5. Is there anything Microsoft can do now to win back the hardcore gamer base? And does this change Sony's lead in the console wars for the next generation? Let us know who you rep in the comments below. CDL Pros getting dropped left and right. Two teams release entire lineups. The CDL has had a rocky year this year, but you wouldn't know that from looking at the organization as a whole. But peel back a few layers and you would see the year-long drama behind gentlemen's agreements, the move to online complicated by an influx of issues with the game mechanics themselves, to even updates from the developers dropping right before major tournaments with huge prize pools on the line. But nothing has changed the scene of the CDL quite like the announcement of the return to 4v4 COD in the next season to stay with the newest Call of Duty title, Call of Duty Cold War. With that announcement right before the conclusion of the season, as soon as the grand finals finished, players are being dropped left and right. The championship team, the Dallas Empire, dropped their star Clayster right after they had won a title, followed by the LA Optic dropping Dashy. And that wasn't anything. Yesterday was an absolute bloodbath in comparison. The New York Subliners dropped their star Sensor after they had already parted ways with Temp and Happy, making four players they've dropped so far. The Chicago Huntsman dropped one of my favorites, Prestini, and his teammate Arcities, and the entire London Ravens and Paris Legion rosters were completely wiped out. Heck, even this morning, Mo of the Florida Mutineers was kicked to the curb, which says that this is only getting started with more and more pros being dropped in the coming days. What does this mean for the future of the league? Can Call of Duty still have any stars in the next season, or will we be looking at an entirely new lineup of every team by this time next year? Streamer sets insane 324 million point combo on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake for possible world record. This is why the adage, there's always somebody in the world better than you, is a universal truth. The newest Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake was just released what feels like yesterday, and already somebody has landed what is most likely a world record in points upon review of the footage. Wictor Sowa isn't a household name in gaming or streaming, but he put his stamp on the world with a world record points combo of 324 million points in what is almost a 7-minute series of tricks. What's crazy is Wictor actually did an even bigger points combo in the beta of the game, dropping over 420 million points there. Professional skating game streamers like AndyTHPS have been universally hailed as the best players of these games, and they're only topping out at around 100 million points. Child's play compared to Wictor's mind-boggling combo. If you're wanting to check out more of what Wictor's play looks like, we'll link his Twitch and YouTube in the description box below and drop him a follow to see more of his Tony Hawk Pro Skater antics. That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're always posting brand new content here on our YouTube channel. But did you know that Checkpoint XP is the only syndicated radio show in over 70 cities across the US and Canada that talks exclusively esports and video games? If you go to our website at checkpointxp.com, you can see where we're airing and if we're in a city near you. My name's Weirdbeard, and Fortnite banning clout chasers is peak 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.